What is up, everyone? It is Will Pesaritas here, back with the Everything Everywhere on Mike Pod, episode number 8, with two guests today, no longer by myself, and I'm in the studio again. First, I want to introduce my good friend. He's creative, he's funny, he's smart, the one and only Justin Ridd.
What's up, everybody? I'm glad to be here.
Justin, thanks for coming on.
Of course.
Next, we have Justin's right-hand man. The GOAT, also funny and smart, and we just met recently, but who cares, because she's on the pod today. The one and only Jade. What's up, Jade? How are we?
Doing good.
it's also, this is my first time with two other people, so this is gonna be a fun one today. Today, guys, before we even say what we're doing, Justin, you're in fashion. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do in fashion and about your brand a little bit?
Yeah, we just recently got off set of my third fashion show, which we recorded here at High Point. It was chaotic, but it was fun. So we're getting ready for that release and all the work that leads up to that. So I'm about to start the press tour, I guess, and yes, talk guys. To a whole bunch of people about it.
All of Justin's social medias will be in the description of this podcast. Go check him out. Go show some love. And go buy some clothes for me, too. Also, another thing I wanted to ask before we jump into recapping it is, like, when was the first time where you were like, this is what I want to do? Like, when you're starting up, like, well, this is like, all right, I want to pursue this and be more serious about this. Because everyone starts somewhere with a passion like this. So I want to kind of know it. I don't think we even talked about that. So this is learning as we go here.
It's kind of a funny one because it started off kind of simple. I was watching it, and in a funny situation, it was during the pandemic. I was originally coming here for veterinary science, which sounds so funny now. I was a veterinary science major and a psychology minor when I applied here. And then during the pandemic, I watched the Assassination of Gianni Versace and a whole bunch of fashion shows, and I got really into it. And then I saw everybody was doing tie-dye, and I was like, I'm going to be better than them.
Awesome.
Who doesn't want to be better?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then I got really into it, I guess. It was just a great way to burn time during the pandemic, during lockdown. And then also, it was a great way to just deal with mental health struggles and stuff like that and just to keep sanity. And so when I got into my senior year of high school, it was like towards the end of the pandemic, we got into our senior year, and I was doing my senior project, and I decided to do a fashion show. And after that, the rest is history. I was like, this is what I want to do.
That's awesome.
I think my major two more times.
I honestly think, Justin, like, this is like, you know how some people are kind of destined for something? Like, when I saw you on the first shoot, and I'm just like, you going through it, like, you're destined for this. Because not only do you design the clothes, but you're also, like, designing what the models need to do. You're directing, you're doing multiple things at once.
Yeah, you know what I mean? My official title at JWF is creative director. And that's the person who not only figures out, like, what the designs are going to be, but what the creative look is going to look like and how everything's going to turn out. And it's a fun one. It's stressful.
It's a grind.
Yeah, there's a lot going on to it, more than just the designs, that I think sometimes people don't realize, but it's a fun one to do.
Yeah, and it's like not an easy industry to be in for sure. Like you just have to have that grind mindset, and it comes with everything. Like, you have to be ready for like the long hours and the long days, and that's why I respect you a lot for that, because you're not going to let, like, a minor setback, like, ruin it all for you. You're going to, like, learn from it, I feel like.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just also having a great team. I have an amazing
you
team
do.
Of people. On our shoot yesterday.
That was great.
Thanks for Jade and Sarah and all those people. It was a total casting crew of around 40 people who just were there to do anything to support me. And it's a really great feeling to have that amount of people
and
ready for you.
I could be wrong, but was Jade one of the OGs, like, when you were first starting, too? Before, forget 40, what? Like, just you and her?
It was
I remember we were in your garage one time just spray painting t-shirts.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you asked about how we got started, I just remembered that. Mm-hmm. And because there was a lot during the pandemic and lockdown that you worked on, and I feel like you truly started this whole process when you were, what is it, junior, sophomore in high school? You would come in with different shirts every day.
Yeah.
And you said, I made this. I spray painted this. I wanted to not just have a plain t-shirt on somebody else made.
Yeah, and it was really crazy because it come really far in the way that first I started off with jewelry, did a little stint in jewelry, didn't love it, and then went to clothing, and then I was using spray paint that my parents, as supportive parents, I was using regular spray paint, and they're like, you can't put that on clothes like this. Yeah, so we used regular spray paint on our clothes, and then my parents, the next day, I got really upset because they wouldn't let me wear one of my favorite things that I made. The next day, they came to me with a whole bunch of fabric spray paint, and that's kind of when I started really doing that, and then went to, these huge ball gown designs in
Venice Streetwear. You were drawing those freshman
year
of college.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, too. You kind of said, you try jewelry. It's all, when you get into something like that, you're going to try things you probably won't like, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, for part sure. Of it. I've always been an art student. Started off as a painter, which is where Painter's Palette, our last collection, came from. I started off as a painter. Did sculpting for a little. I can't draw for shit. I can't see. I can't draw to save my life. But designing is where everything kind of really came together.
That's awesome. How did your parents, too, when they first, were they really all right, Justin, you should do this, Tyler? Was it how was that, when you first started?
It's really funny because they're so supportive. I should start with that. They are incredibly supportive of me and everything that I do. But it's definitely definitely my toughest critic. My mom's always been the person okay, let's think everything through. But once they saw my first show, they kind of realized, they're like, wow, he has a passion for this. This is what he wants to do. Mom's never been the type of person oh my God, look at my kids' art. It's so good.
Right.
The usual comment that I get, and Jake can attest to this, is, oh, not bad.
Kiva can be brutal.
Yeah.
Honest,
hey,
I think it makes you push.
I
be
think
better.
That's better. Yeah, it's definitely better. Kept me pushing myself forward and always trying to be better than the last thing that I've done.
And that's what I was saying too. I was doing the interview. So guys, I was on the crew, starting with the crew yesterday, and then I jumped in to be model for Justin Hsu. One of the questions they asked me was what to expect for this shoot, and I'm it only gets better each time from each shoot. Last time was really good, but it gets better. You do more, you're pulling out more as if it was with the lights and in the venue. It's just, it's getting better every time,
it's,
I think.
Definitely, I think they can
speak to that learning.
Too. For the first one, it was me, Jade, and our friend.
This
Serena.
Was your freshman year.
Senior year in high school,
senior
actually.
Year. Wow.
And.
OG.
The clothes, the difference between the clothes in that one to the clothes in this one is a world of difference. It's a lot of things that I didn't even think I'd be able to do at this point. And to even be able to get this many people to do it is insane. I really don't have to ask people as much anymore. People want to come back, which is really awesome.
That's awesome. And you had some, I remember you had some people asking you too, you didn't even know them. What's my turn to hop on?
It's always a fun thing to, of course, be recognized for your work.
100%.
Just starting to happen a lot more.
I think, when I first got in and saw, you had the setup, you had the crew room in the one room, and you had the room for the models, and then you had where we were shooting. And I just remember thinking, this kid's gonna make it, man. This thing, because I know it was only my second shoot, but we were in a parking garage with last one.
Yeah.
And it was for the pictures, but then just to go in there and just see you and just see everything, how smooth it's going. It's just it's awesome, man. It got me a little pumped up when
Thank
I first
you.
Walked in the butterfly. I was like. Kind of feeling it, you know what
That's
I mean?
That's my favorite thing is to watch, as people. I, of course, couldn't do that for this one because I was busy recording a part for it.
Right.
But it is definitely fun to see the models come on and see, the magnitude of the production, because I think sometimes it's easy to see when you do the premiere and when you look at it. If you're just looking at pictures, I think to really get a good understanding of how much work goes into it, you have to be there behind the scenes.
Right.
The show can only do so much, but I think that's definitely the best window if you can't be behind the scenes to see how much work goes into it.
It's really organized, too. Like, if someone's having trouble with something, then you're just not paying attention, because there's many people you could ask. Also, I noticed that you and Sarah would have like these sheets of where people were standing, and I thought that's you haven't done that before.
Yeah. Right? So usually we do it on the iPad. Credit to Sarah. Right. She, for shows, we print out everything because of the magnitude right. of how big right. it is compared yeah. to a shoot. But me and Sarah do our best to have everything. We start planning these months ahead. Mm-hmm. So for this one to come out in the early November, we started planning this last year.
Second semester.
May.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so
remember
around the time ready that we were leaving is when we started really hammering down.
Right.
Have
I heard about this summer?
Yeah. And then started creating the test pieces over the summer.
I think that's probably like part of it. People don't realize like this isn't something you can be like, all right, guys, next Tuesday, let's go. We're going to get this one. Especially with the amount of models and how bigger you got. Like, no, dude, this is like, because I can understand from seeing the process, yeah, this is not something that's overnight. Like, you need to. And you're also doing everything. You're making
no
the clothes.
It's
gonna pay off. So like,
thank you.
Yeah, it's gonna pay off for sure. What's your favorite part? This is kind of like a hard question because you could like all of it. Obviously, is it designing the clothes? Is it getting them, seeing the models, and then directing them, or is it the after? Or do you just kind of love it all?
I love it all, but I would say definitely my favorite part is the design part, because at the same time as it's partially a job now at this point,
right.
but it's also, for me, it's very therapeutic. It's my, like, outlet, like, when things are going wrong, I'll shut myself in my room and just design for hours. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember once I was at home over one of the breaks, and my mom, like, knocked on the door, and she's like, hey, you gonna eat? And I was like, no, like, we just had lunch. It was 12 p.m. I just went through just nonstop. Awesome.
And do you feel like for podcasting and creating content, it's just like where I feel myself?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't feel much of myself because I'm obviously introverted, but when I come on this mic, I feel like I can be myself. Do you feel like when you're in there getting ready for a shoot, when you're directing the models, like you're like really yourself when you're in that? Is that like your.
I think what's really funny is that I'm a really introverted person at heart. A lot of people think I'm an extroverted person, and I'm really not. So I think my favorite part is designing, because it's literally, for the most part, it's usually the process starts with just me in my bed or wherever I am on my iPad, just sketching, listening to music. And then I also, directing's difficult. So my favorite part is right before I go on for the finale, I go back to the changing area, and it's usually me and one other person, usually Claire, and that's like my little bit of calm during the huge storm. And it's like a few minutes where not everybody is waiting on me or asking for some question, and there's not something to do. It's just me being able to change.
If you guys also, if you guys also don't know, he also models too. He does it all. He also models.
Seriously, all of it.
Yeah, so it's like my one time where I just get to be like with everybody else. I get to talk to people at that point. Like, I actually get to enjoy the show for a bit.
That's what I liked about it too. It's so social, the shoot. It's like, you know, there's so many people I know, and I can just go up to them to have a conversation with them and be friendly with them. It's not like, I've never felt like where anyone's been mean or anything or any shoots. I don't know if you had some mean models, but
no, it's such a beautiful and like supportive environment.
It really
is. Blows my mind, especially because I don't know some of these people. Sometimes, not gonna lie, going into it, I really don't. I remember we were talking. It was me, I think Jade, Sarah, and Dylan. Yeah, yesterday. And they're like, "How do you know Dylan?" And we're like, I literally played volleyball with him once. And that's like the extent of how I know him. It's really just, it's a great way to meet people.
I kind of realized, like, you and I will just meet people randomly. Like, we meet our good friends just, like, on the block. What's up,
bro? Right?
Or at Cheat. Like, I've never seen you at a store. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, I meet that, like, people trade. Just randomly, and it ends up being,
like, a good relationship, which is good.
I knew that atmosphere was great for me, because I don't go to High Point anymore. So right. I knew Justin, a couple other people on set, but I felt like I was fitting in there, and I could just talk to anybody, and it was
That's I think one thing that I like is because I'm not as social as people think. I like, even when not everybody knows each other, it is a really, at the end of the day, everybody's there for that one purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really supportive, caring, beautiful environment. Like, even when things go wrong, it's a whole team of people right. who want to see it go right and want to do everything.
I think like can. That's part of it with your crew. Like when I was in the crew room yesterday, these people like have your back. So like if something's going to happen, they're going to be there to help. That's when you know you got the right crew. You need people in your circle that will know how to overcome adversity and stay calm.
It's always like, because I'm running back and forth and back and forth on set. And I always remember like Claire will always stop me for a second. She'll hold my hand. She'll be like, it's okay. Breathe. It's going well. And it's like one of those small things that just is like, yes, like this is what I need to hear. But I have an amazing crew of people.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, no, it was good. And yeah, I didn't think it felt like it was, you know, it took all night, but it felt 2 hours. You know, it flew for me.
It's one of those things where it's like kind of, it's long, but at the same time, when you also compare it to the whole process as a whole.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
9 hours compared to a few months.
if you want to be like on a crew, or you want to be a model, this is, Justin's putting you in like a situation where this is perfect. You're not going to get this experience elsewhere because it's a waiting game at times. Like, I'm the type of guy, like, I'm a good listener, but I'll also just wait until I get that, until Justin tells me to do. I remember one time I subbed in guys yesterday for a model who didn't show up. As soon as Justin said that, sure, whatever. I wasn't expecting it. Whatever, I'll do it. And I remember one time you're like, "Will, get off your ass." I'm like, oh.
"It's a really like, fun."
I got up right away. Where do you need me,
definitely
Justin?
Definitely a really fun environment. There's a lot of jokes.
A lot of jokes yesterday. Was Jimmy getting roasted?
I was just roasting Jimmy.
I took great photos of Jimmy.
Oh, I can't wait for the
back from the set. I'd like walk from the set to where like the venue where we keep everybody in the wardrobe area. And I'll forget, Jimmy was ordering point. And so he asked me, he's like, "Can I order point?" And I just like look him dead in the eyes. I'm like, "No, God, why would you think that?" And he's like, "Oh," he's like, "I don't know," but he's like, I'll get you something if you want." I was like, "There you go." I mean, I was like, "You have to ask the boss if you can get something."
That just reminded me of something. I think Rob got like a monster, and he and then Sarah had to take it from him.
It was at 9, mind you, this point, Rob is on at 9:30. We're starting to record him.
I think it was after you told him, like, "All right, you're gonna be modeling." He's like, "Oh, I need to wake up."
It's 9:30. Yeah. We're on, like, we're about to record, and Rob's holding a monster. Like,
give me that. They took his monster from him.
If you want me to do this, I'm going to need energy.
Yeah, he's like, "I need a little kick." I'm like, he goes up to me. I'm like, honestly, a monster would have done me wonders, too. I mean, I was fine. And
I was
like,
supposed to have an energy drink. I could have used
next
it.
Time, I had like 3 waters.
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of water.
It was hot, guys. So I don't want to spoil anything for the shoot, but you'll see. It was just hot in the...
It was in the conservatory.
So last time, when we did it...
I have a bad habit of choosing really extreme temperatures.
I mean, it's hard when it's where we are. It's so bipolar. You never know. But last time we were freezing, guys, on his last shoot, which is already out and premiered. You can check that out on JWF.com. JWF19.com. Oh, my God. It was freezing. I remember I keep going to Justin's car and just wasting this man's gas with the heat. I felt so bad.
My favorite photo is, it's literally a photo of you and me.
Oh, that's a legendary.
Just chilled in the back of the car, like literally bundled together.
And he's this man's in the back seat of his own car. Somebody's in the
Primal,
front.
Yeah, Primal was.
We were using your car, though.
Yeah.
We were using your car.
We didn't even get the dash. Like, we filmed for nothing at that point because the footage got lost.
That would have been different.
Primal was outside in the cold, too. Yeah, I have a lot of great models who go do everything for me.
Yeah.
Primal was in the cold.
That's part of it.
The first Painter's Palette shoot was in the cold, and now we're in
the heat. And that's part of it, too. Like, if I heard, like, a model, like, it's obviously just a certain. I'm not gonna, in my head, I'm gonna die. Like, stop complaining. The weather's not, we can't control the weather. You never know when you're going to have to model in a storm, for God's sake. Get used to it. You never know.
I think my favorite thing about Primal, though, was that, because it was the sportswear one, to make it look like people were sweating, were walking around with a spray bottle full of water.
Oh, I didn't know you did that. That's funny.
Yeah, I was walking around, people were freezing cold, mind you. It's November. It's about 9 p.m. and Sarah's going up to people and spraying them with a fire.
Where was it, though?
It was at the track.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's cold, I guess.
It was freezing. We had one jacket because I told everybody, I was like, bring jackets. Nobody brought a jacket. Everybody brought a hoodie. I had my one jacket that was literally being shared.
Yeah.
With the whole cast.
If you guys model for Justin,
please check your text.
Check the texts, because he does give you like he'll tell you what how to prepare. I brought a sweatshirt for the last one, the palette. But I was also modeling, so I had to like change. I remember like taking off my shirt and I was freezing.
Yeah, everybody was in t-shirts.
But hey, we showed up and we got it done. And
yeah, we did. It would have been so cool. I think my favorite part is that we up the ante with every show we do. And
we really do.
That one was the movie.
No, literally, I didn't know about the... Oh, never mind.
About... I think menu.
Okay. So, wait, so no. No, okay. Never mind. Stay tuned for that.
Just kidding.
But on the like the expectations, what I saw at the shoot, I didn't expect. I'm like, oh my god!
Really I saw Justin. I'm like, models in the dark until they.
I'm like, oh my god!
That's the greatest part for me because I have no idea what's going on. They're being told what to do, and then they just do it.
Yeah.
There's no complaining. There's no.
No, there isn't.
No.
What's really
shout out Kevin too.
Shout out to Sarah because I put so much stress on her. I don't put stress on her, but I give her a lot of stress.
She takes that.
I'll tell her something like last minute, like, oh my god, I'm thinking about doing this. And she'll be like, is that safe? Like, so for the original version of Painted Child, we had moving cars. And I was walking in between two moving cars.
So sick. No, that was awesome.
Who was driving, Sarah? It was Sarah and Abby. And I remember when I told Sarah the idea, she's like,
somebody's
gonna die. And I was like, yeah, but it's me, so like at least if somebody dies, it's like on me, you know, like it was my decision.
No lawsuits here.
Yeah. And so honestly at some point I have a feeling Sarah's gonna start like taking out insurance like in the box.
We're gonna need HR pretty soon. Cameron says
I'm a human resources nightmare. Yeah.
I mean, that goes into my next question. Has somebody gotten hurt at any shoots yet? Because obviously I've only been to two.
Nobody's gotten hurt.
No, it was a bad way to work. Maybe like a little accident. Maybe somebody like, and then maybe an embarrassing moment that you could share.
We've had.
Share.
Bloopers are always pretty funny. Bloopers. Sometimes we don't have videos of them, but I think the biggest blooper we usually get is people smiling. You're not allowed to smile when you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only like really trip ups that we've had is literally it's always me. I'm always doing something.
Not surprised.
You know what?
No, yesterday.
I think the best part is that we have to always remember to do the safety warning because half the time there's flashing lights in our shows.
Oh yeah.
So this is it. During Art School Dropout, my session, my part of the show, there are flashing lights, and I forgot. Miles didn't know that I was modeling, so I went behind to the changing area with Claire and changed into my outfit, and then I was like, we were like, all right, let's go through it one more time, just make sure everything's working.
Okay.
And we got to tell everybody that it was that the whole screen, mind you, the lights are off, the only thing that's on is the huge, giant screen that we have,
mm-hmm.
and it starts strobing. And so we got a few like yelps from people. I was like, wait, pause.
I will say, the lighting for like you guys know those model with the stick. You know what I'm talking about. The lighting. I think that if you look right into that, you're gonna be seeing like stars a little bit.
Yeah, the lighting.
I mean, there was a couple times yesterday.
It's real light. Yeah, that's like some real lighting. Well, yeah, it makes sense that you would have to use it, right? Yeah. But it's like when you're looking into it,
I really thought there was gonna be if there was gonna be like an issue. I could have swore it was gonna be yesterday. There were like two parts where I was like 90% sure. I thought it was gonna be me.
Yeah, there was this one part I was concerned.
Well, for what? For the lights or?
When I was
we don't want to spoil anything, guys, because this episode's probably going to be out this week, which will be before the premiere. But yeah, I agree. There were parts where I'm like, oh god,
there's always something.
Like that would be like, oh my god, one of the parts.
I think I think we were all holding our breath a little bit.
Yeah, the finale was, and I don't want to. I can't say anything, but the other one, I'll just say with Quinn, I believe.
Oh, yeah, section one.
With Quinn, if you guys know what I'm talking about, I was like, hope she doesn't fall.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, but that, and I literally told, I went up to Justin, like, dude, that is so creative. Like, how did you come up with that? I think you just said, like, you kind of, like, scouted. I forgot what you said something back. It was, like,
a lot of my ideas are, like, kind of random.
That's so, what you said. You just kind of came up to you. But I'm like, dude, that is, like, some crazy thinking.
In our first shoot, so we're talking about a part where, for a photo, somebody's standing in water for our photo shoot. And it came up in the original photo shoot that we did to get the ads for the show. I was saying knee deep in water. And I was like, is there a way to not
do this? Oh, so you actually went in?
Can we not, please?
I was knee deep in water and it was cold. And to get a shot that looked kind of cool, Sarah's over here like splashing water. That's like getting in my ear. And I'm like, all right, we got it. Yeah. I was like, we gotta figure this out. And then I was going over the venue with the director of the conservatory, and he's like, oh, we have this room, we're working on the water. And I was like, oh my god, that's perfect. I was like, we.
It worked. Yeah. When I saw you doing it, I'm like, okay, it's just gonna, and it worked. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Oh, yeah. So on one of them, when I was modeling, I wanted to. I was gonna ask you to do it, but it just didn't work out because I wanted to do like a rail slide. Slide down the rail, but it like had plants on it, so I was like, I wasn't gonna pull that. But I wanted to do that, I think it'd be kind of cool.
So, we were definitely there with every idea possible.
I'm sure you had some more that weren't even out there
yet. Yeah, there were some ideas that literally got scratched. Technical issues had to get scratched. There were a few ideas that Sarah was probably just like, Justin, I don't think I can let you
do this. Yeah, shot down because that would not have ended well, maybe.
Wow, that's crazy.
I remember texting Sarah about the finale, the first part. All I texted her was a gym. And I remember being, I was just like, Justin, what does this mean? Like, what are we doing? And I basically keep saying,
it's such a full of surprises. That's why I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't know what you, I knew what the venue was, but I didn't know what to expect. And then, like, I saw you change the lighting. I'm like, oh my god, this is legit.
This is definitely the dream show for me. This is the
I
one
think this is the
that
one
I have to work out to.
I'm just happy I came down this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It was
great. And I think the models, too, like, they did a great job.
Oh, yeah, everybody came through.
They did, and if I like the energy, there's a group of guys who went, and they had great energy. They're laughing. That's what you want to have. Like
the Dylans, Jimmy.
Yeah, like the guys like that. Like, you just have, and there's me and Kevin who are just kind of quieter, but we're straightforward. We do what we're told, and we'll do our best.
Kevin's been through every shoot. Honestly, it's.
Dude, Kevin's a big OG, too. He was saying that. This was, like, his fifth shoot.
Isabel, Abby. Isabel was in the last girl section.
Okay.
Abby, I'm probably forgetting some people, but and then also, I have some people who've just been a part
shout
of
out,
it since day one.
Yeah, and then shout out for Ben, who's on the photo.
Yeah.
So I went up to you and you said no. I don't think you understood. He also he was there at the last one.
No.
Who was that other guy? You know who I'm talking about. There was a Cam's friend. Cam Collins' friend.
It was the other dude at the last one.
He was recording. He was doing the camera, too. You know who I'm talking about? That has to be him, Justin.
It was Bailey's friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They look kind of, off with that. I thought they were, because they both were doing the same exact thing. You know what I mean? I thought that was
cool.
But shout out him. He was making sure he got the shot. I remember one of the times I was, like, backing him to make sure he didn't run into anything. One time he almost did. I'm like, to your left, to your left.
No, honestly.
But he's so focused. He's trying to get
the injuries, the injuries were the plants.
I was getting stabbed a couple times.
Behind-the-scenes photos or photos with each of the models, and I was in a plant just getting stabbed. I was going to say, why here?
The promo shoots for this, me and Sarah didn't know anything about the plants at the time.
Some of them, yeah.
I'm taking a photo of Tamara, and I like back into a whole bunch of spikes, like just shoot her.
Yeah. No, there were some. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was so cool, though. And the fountain, like, it was just such a cool thing. But
yeah, and the venue that you chose, there were so many different parts of it. That
that's the thing.
It was the best one that we've ever done.
Literally, there's so much to work with.
And they were so different.
Yeah. Just worked perfectly.
I think it just complemented the whole collection beautifully, too. Like, the darker clothes compared to the bright, beautiful.
And I'm glad, like, this is a little behind the scenes for the shoot. Like, I'm glad you got the inside part of the menu, because God knows where we would have had it set up.
That's true. Thank you.
University.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't got the venue. I'll be so.
Or, like, I don't see, like, well, like, no one else is there.
Yeah. It took. So, I got the venue. I want to say late August, we got the conservatory, but we didn't have access to bathrooms or a place for models to stay or to change until, I want to say, October. Wait, right. What is it?
October. No, yeah, I remember for a while. Yeah, you were telling me about that. Yeah. I remember we talked, and that was like the beginning of the year. So I was like, they better give it to you, because there's no reason why they wouldn't, and I'm happy you got
I'm
in contact.
I'm that they gave me Butterfly, I'll be so honest with
that
you.
That was nice, there. That was nice. And then we also had, like, the little changing room, and, like, yeah, and everyone would be like, is anybody in there? Like, I was not trying to just, I was
the
worried
school
about
gave
that.
Me a lot of permission that I was genuinely surprised.
No, and then the back room, too, that was like, yeah. Oh, I'm like, I should not be in here. And I went, you told me to go change the
light. Yeah, I was like, whoa. Yeah.
I feel like I'm where I'm not supposed to be. That's illegal.
No, for real.
It was beautiful night too, though. Mm-hmm. So it was such a perfect night. No rain, just perfect. So if you wanted
thank
to
God there was
outside,
no rain, because honestly, I don't think I'd be. At that point, we'd have to do every shoot inside. The amount of, like, weather that I put these people through, we have to.
From now on.
Next shoot is in the rain. Next shoot is in the rain.
Ooh. No, because
shout out to Isabel.
has that ever happened where you've had to reschedule a shoot for weather conflict? Or you've been lucky and just getting... Because all your shoots have been outside.
We pushed through it. Well, but there's definitely
like
some where we should have. Okay. I try to look at the weather beforehand.
But you also have to plan it before. You can't control. Like, I was trying to... I was talking to Jay earlier, and I was like, can't control the weather, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we just kind of lucked out, I guess, every time. I mean, the models would probably beg to differ when they're standing in the cold, but... Yeah. For the most part,
it's whatever.
I can't control. I'm supposed to be on a plane right now, so. Who knows?
Yeah. What else was I going to bring up? I'm trying to think. Oh, what would you say, like, is, like, your, like, the most stressful part of all of it?
Ooh. I would say.
Editing?
That's actually fairly. I would say the most stressful part is actually picking the clothes.
Oh, guys, he also edits.
Yeah.
Add another thing.
Everything.
He also
I
literally does
have
everything.
A step, like a hand in everything that
but
happens.
But you said, so you
it.
Said the clothing.
But yeah, no, picking, no life at all. Picking the clothing is definitely the most difficult part, because when I go into it, I've almost never really designed strictly for the purpose of having a show. Or usually there's like a theme that generally ends up maybe coming about. But usually it's just a whole bunch of pieces, and I'm always designing. And then after I have a whole bunch of pieces, then it's, by the time we get to, like, the idea of, yeah, there could be a show out of this, we usually have around, like, I want to say 60 pieces. And then we narrow it down, we have to narrow it down to about 20.
Okay.
So it's not only taking all the pieces that are going to be a part of it, but then it's matching, making outfits out of them, making sure that we're not repeating things too many times, and then also not changing that. There's a lot of times, this is the first time that a show has stuck the course of, like, the outfit hasn't changed since, it changed once, the theme was completely different at the very beginning process of creating this one, but this is the longest that it's been, we've had what we're doing, what clothes we're using. It's been the longest time between that and the actual recording and producing everything that we've kept one thing. Like, Art School Dropout was originally supposed to be in the conservatory, and it was supposed to be, it ended up being like a red, black, and blue, and white collection, but it was originally like green and pink.
Okay.
So there, this one was, I'm not going to say what this one should have been, because it's, I might go back to that one. A lot of times I do end up going back to some of the old stuff that I had.
Right.
But it definitely did not. It wasn't originally what it looked like, what it's going to look like when it comes out. It only changed due to the last shoot that we did, Painter's Palette. I learned a whole lot of techniques because I took a longer break in between. Usually I'm always going. It's like one project to the next. But in between Primal and Painter's Palette, I took a longer break than usual, mainly because Sarah told me I had to. But I took a long break and I really worked on honing my craft and learning new techniques and stuff. And because of all the stuff that I learned, then I was able to implement that into this new show and make it a lot of stuff better. And as I was doing that, I was learning more things. So it's definitely the best that it's been.
100%. I want to switch a little bit. What would you say some of your biggest inspirations? Who are, or it might be a company, like it might not be biggest inspirations right now.
Who would you like to say, Jade?
Me.
Yes, of course. I got a lot of inspiration from music, and tours and stuff. I know at this one, the Renaissance Tour, Beyonce's Renaissance Tour is going on right now. So that's, I've been keeping up with that because there's so much going on fashion-wise with that. But I would say right now, my biggest influences are a brand called Loewe. They've started becoming like really well-known. They were the people who made Rihanna's Super Bowl outfit and a whole bunch of outfits for Beyonce's tour. And then another brand called Mugler, which I think is just, I'm an artist at heart, and I think like archival Mugler pieces just are the epitome of art and fashion mixing beautifully together. So those have definitely been, I'd say, my biggest influences at the time.
It's awesome. Yeah, I think it's good to have inspirations for sure. I know I look up to people in content, and it's good. You can learn something from them, and you can also kind of motivate you.
Kind of
motivates me. Like, I look at Joe Rogan, he like motivates me every day. Like how he came up.
Also, shout out to Jaden. Or Don Perry J. He creates music. He's one of our models. The finale, Pink Pants.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he creates music, and I had all the pieces for Opulence created already. But we had zero idea about the music or how it was going to be choreographed. And one day, me and Jaden are driving together, and he was playing, and he played me one of his songs, and that was like the inspiration that I needed for it. And if it wasn't for that, I don't know what Opulence would have looked like right now. But it was beautiful. I was like, "Hey, would you mind if we use this in the show?" I was like, "This is amazing. Like, this is what I want to use." And so we ended up using his music for the opening section of the show. Yeah,
it was
his, and it really helped with choreography and everything, and that's basically how that came to be.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it, so.
I've literally had that song.
You listen to it in your phone?
No, for real, I literally have it on replay in my car. I think
it's your boy,
so talented.
Yeah, no, that's respect for you, too. And I liked it. So the playlist you had, is that your, that what you make the beats, right?
So I will take songs that, when I make, when I'm designing clothes, I design it, listening, like if it's in music that's inspiring that piece or whatever it is, I'll listen to that song on repeat. Then eventually you get tired of that song. So for when I'm going into the music for the show, I have to think of the pieces, the songs and stuff that inspired them, the venue, and I have to come up with that all together. And then it's basically just me going through all my music, plus music of like some similar genres and stuff, and finding stuff. And then I might find pieces of one song that I like and pieces of another song. And then I do mix the music together. And
you also make it so like when they're modeled, it's their cue. So they know how to do something. I was jamming that.
Yeah, it's a fun experience, the music part. That's also definitely one of the most
That's also ones. What he does, too. He also does the music. He's got, like, so many hidden talents, too.
Yeah, the first one, he was also the dance choreographer.
Yeah, my first show in high school had dancing in it, too.
That's awesome. Intense at some point.
You know, a lot of people on set were doing little dances, so maybe that's something we can see in the future. Because you got a lot of models.
I've just definitely thought about it.
There are a lot of models.
Did you shoot you down
for that? No, it was Abby. So Abby was like, "There's dancing," and I was like, "Probably not," because honestly, we might do it at some point, but the dancing takes so much practice. I'm also an acrobat outside of fashion, so I've learned some choreography from that, because you have to like choreograph how you're going to get to the apparatus, and usually it's some form of dance or something. So I've learned a decent amount of choreography, and it just takes so much time to practice.
Yeah, and that is a lot.
When we do shows, it's usually like we don't meet until the actual show.
So you can't just be like, all right, break down dance, do like a worm right now. but I guess it was just funny, like, you know, like we'd be in place and there'd be someone just like pulling up on the dance.
I definitely think that it's been thrown around. Yeah.
Something we might see.
Yeah, it's definitely that idea has bounced back and forth before.
100%.
Yeah, it's maybe that fun.
And the next one, Sarah's going to be thrilled. But also with the music, it's all really well picked out, so it keeps the energy up.
Yeah, it's not like he's just shooting. He's not just playing like some random. So it really just fits with like the model walk and the whole vibe. I think that's what makes it work.
The during the premiere, what's really funny, we kind of break it down into we break it down into two parts. There's the actual show, and then there's the music and stuff that plays right beforehand. And that's actually, I think, the hardest one to pick is not the songs that people walk to, but it's the songs that we play as people are coming in and right before, because those songs have to get you ready to want to see what's going to happen, but also got to get you hyped in the mood and kind of set the tone and scene.
Another question. Are we going to see, from the first show you did, a piano piece live?
Yeah, and he also plays the piano.
Are you
going to
see that?
And actually, that was actually supposed to be the opening for this show. The show has a decent amount of callbacks to my first one and to other ones that I've done. And originally it was supposed to open. I opened up my first show in high school with me playing piano live in front of an audience.
That is so hard, though.
And it was, that outfit actually inspired the Opulence collection that we did, because the back of it had my logo and a whole bunch of rhinestones.
That was great.
That's how we were supposed to open up this show when it was in a different venue. Was supposed to be opened up with piano playing. And then, but there are still other callbacks that happen. There's one thing that stays between the same in every show that I do. A song will, it's like the loud bass sound, and it's basically he's doing a show this time. Like, that's the song,
Blasting that through our high school hallways was a great time. Really,
that's
people
awesome.
Walking past were saying, "We're shooting here, move." And just
so you guys were in like the halls shooting.
So. We were shooting everywhere around our high school.
So, how was your school feeling? Were you able to get access and record? Because I know how they are about the cameras. And stuff. They didn't care.
We did it after. Your school a lot.
Yeah, a lot after school. Okay. Never really during the day.
Right.
Yeah, we would practice during the day, and then record after school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, the people in that shoot, they were there for you, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody was showing up.
Really, awesome.
And it was 8 models.
Yeah. Also, the size difference is crazy to me.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like the height?
So
and like,
the amount of people.
Oh, I thought he was going like that. Yeah. The height, but different
I mean, Christian just brings all.
Oh my god! I remember one time he like stood in front of like a shorter dude. You're like, Christian, like look behind you.
Yeah. It's tall. We've gone from a total of 10 people to 40. So
growth.
It's only going to keep going, man.
I'm terrified of it.
Imagine it's more work. 80, 90 on a shoot.
And obviously, it's great though, because during that first shoot, because there was so many less people, a lot of more of it was on you. But now that it's grown, you can
I'm able to give out responsibilities to everybody.
That's perfect.
You, so that's great.
No, the crew thing.
That's what we do for Sarah. We just call it like any job that I don't want to do anymore. Sarah basically does.
That's awesome.
She's your manager.
So, I guess we'll talk into that. So, Sarah is his manager, guys. How did that start? How did you meet her, and how did that whole thing go? I know I know this, but I also want the viewers to know.
It's a fun story. So, Sarah and me met over a spring break vacation. We actually went on the trip not knowing each other at all. And through to... interesting situations that happened on the trip, some of us became a lot closer, and so it was around the time that I was starting to plan my show for the following year, because that trip was, I want to say, I think it was freshman year. So I was planning the show already for sophomore year. It was at the time where it was supposed to be in the conservatory. It was green and pink and stuff. And I asked them to model because we became really close and in that such short time. And so Sarah actually modeled for the first show. She had nothing to do with crew. And then me and Sarah just became really close. And we see each other every Tuesday and Thursday for slang time. And so as I started getting ready for my other stuff, I remember I was like, hey, would you help do crew for this? Because I just need some extra help. And she's like, yeah, of course. And we were just such a great combo
just
together.
Worked out the chemistry.
Yeah, and I realized that she was doing so much for me, like bouncing ideas and stuff. And she had her ideas that were also really beneficial. And so we ended up becoming a really great duo together. And so in between Primal and honestly not even in between Art School Dropout and Primal, we kind of just nicknamed her my manager because she was like keeping me on top of things, and then it really kind of
really
became official.
That's how it
on set. And basically now whenever I'm not, like whenever I'm in front of the camera or I can't be there actually watching the take happen, Sarah's the one who's in charge, and I can always expect that it's going to either meet my expectations or she's going to take it, flip it, and it's going to be better than what I came up with. So
it's so funny because, like, I have a video of you for the palette shoot when we're in the garage of you running. And then that's literally how it was the other day. It's you going back and forth. It's like you,
yeah.
If you go on a set of JWF, you will see Justin moving. It'll be hard to stay around here because he's back and forth. So that brings my question. Will we see walkie-talkies in the next year for the crew members?
Yes. we need walkie-talkies.
Or like something, I don't know. But it's not like it doesn't work. I'm just saying as
yeah,
it gets
no,
bigger
it,
and bigger and there's going to be more running
around.
It
was definitely thrown around. We kind of blew the budget on this one for quality. Because we upped the quality of everything. So our shirts are a lot softer now. We have new materials.
Yeah.
Like ink, so some of the designs are actually in the clothing. So by doing that, we kind of lost some of the money that we would have put into the set and the crew stuff. But no, walkie-talkies have always been a thought because we had them for the first one.
I feel like, yeah, that's
oh, you
what
did?
I was going to say.
We had them for the first
they
one.
I remember having a
and
really
then they broke.
Crappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those are expensive.
Five Below walkie-talkies.
Like a static
did
healing.
Not
yeah.
Work. Couldn't hear each other on it. But
yeah. No, but we you desperately need walkie-talkies.
It was just like every minute I see Justin going back from the room where we were shooting and the crew room. You have to. I mean, you got to communicate with everyone.
Communication is crazy on set because it's sometimes we're not even like actually genuinely like communicating with words. It's kind of just sometimes signals.
It is.
Me and Sarah specifically, like if you ever saw me and Sarah communicating over set, a lot of times we don't actually say anything to each other, but we can read each other's looks. And
on the same wavelength.
No, for real. Like, I'll look at Sarah.
Kind of motion.
Or motion with my hand, yeah. And it's like that. It takes nothing for us to be able to communicate, which it makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Justin, Jade, thank you guys for really coming on. I thought this was great to recap. Justin, I'm giving you the floor to promote literally anything you want.
Of course. Thank you for having us. All I would say is that Fame comes out on November 9th, I want to say. 8th? 9th. I want to say, November 9th. November 9th at 8 p.m. in Norton 101. That is when the premiere is.
And it'll go live on the site.
Along with opulence and customizations, all of that stuff will be available the day after. It'll be on the website the day after, but the premiere is November 9th.
Okay, and plug your Instagram.
The Instagram is JWF_19, and the website is JWF19.com.
Justin, Jade, it was a pleasure. Thank you guys for coming on. And
thank you, Will.
Thank you.
And everyone who listened, I also want to thank you guys. The guest episode was here. Told you it was coming. And if you want to see more like this, I really enjoyed it. Just felt really nice to have a conversation. Let me know. Thanks, everyone who tuned in, and I will see you in the next episode.